Women's economic empowerment is a big theme for the International Trade Center, and this is the annual gathering of the family in the United Nations that looks after women's empowerment. So it's a good opportunity to take a stock, see where we are, and where do we have space to move the needle forward. This is a particularly important time when there is a bit of backlash, I would say, against many things, but also against women and women's empowerment. And it's important that we be here sending a strong message, sending a strong signal that this matters for societies, not only for families, this matters for societies, this matters for all.
Can you tell us about that? How exactly does women's economic empowerment have an impact, and particularly for business?
Well, you see, empowering women has a triple benefit. It is good for the family of the woman in that the way she spends is different from the way he spends. She spends 90% of her income in the community. So this is a faster route to end poverty. Second, she being part of the economy is good for business. Businesses, we know, when they are more diverse, they are more profitable. They are more productive. And she being part of the economy is good for the overall economy in that the economies that where women are employed grow faster and grow in a more inclusive way. The quality of the growth is better. So it's good for the family, it's good for the business, and it's good for the overall economy. This is why it matters.
The International Trade Center has an initiative specifically for women-owned businesses, your She Trades Initiative, to get, I think it is 1 million women's businesses to market, global market by 2020. Can you give us an update on how that's going?
It's going very, very well. We launched it a year ago, and we already have commitments to connect 800,000 women to markets. So we think we can get to this magic number of 1 million maybe by the end of this year. And if we do, our commitment is to then scale this up. The real target is 1 billion women that today are not connected to the economy of this planet. If they were to be connected to the economy of this planet, it would be like adding a new US and a new China to the world economy. It's big. This is why we want to make our little contribution towards this 1 billion. We want to demonstrate that when you have a determination and you work in partnership, you can get to connect those women to markets. Make sure they earn an income, a decent income that they can then return to society.
And maybe you can talk about some of the barriers as to why these women's businesses cannot reach global markets.
You know, what we know is that women in business are smaller in size than men in business. But then we ask ourselves the question, is this by choice or is it by design? In other words, do women want to be smaller in size or is it that they can't be bigger? And we got to the conclusion that they can't be bigger with the current circumstances. First, there are laws that discriminate women in business compared to men in business. Almost 95% of countries in this planet have at least one, if not more, laws that discriminate women compared to men in the economy. For example, women cannot own assets. For example, women cannot inherit. For example, women cannot open a business without the signature of the husband, the father, or the brother. So first is the laws that are discriminatory. Two, in places where the laws are the same, what we often find is procedures that discriminate women compared to men. For example, we know that women are more likely to be asked for a little backsheesh when they cross borders than men. Three, women have more difficulties than men in accessing credit. We know that SMEs have difficulties accessing credit. But in the case of women, the difficulties are even bigger. Four, we know that women don't have access to business networks like men do. This is why we decided to launch this app, invented by a woman, by the way, called SheTrades.com, for women to network with other women in business so that we can answer the question, where can I find the women suppliers? SheTrades.com, that's where you find them.
Thank you. And I just want to clarify something. You used the expression backsheesh, that sometimes women have to pay a little backsheesh for people who may not realize
corruption.
That.
Corruption at the border.
Thank you so much. And finally, just last month, a new agreement to facilitate global trade, make it easier and cheaper, came into effect. What impact do you think it will have on not only women-owned businesses that the ITC works with and supports, but global businesses as well?
The World Trade Organization has concluded a big agreement on trade facilitation, the purpose of which is to cut the costs of moving goods and services through borders. It simplifies the life of traders by making it less costly to cross border. How less costly? In the order of 10 to 15% of the value of trade. That's a lot of money. And it will have a particularly beneficial impact on small and medium enterprises. They are more sensitive to costs, which means that many SMEs simply don't trade because it's too expensive to cross borders. And it's a pity because we know that when companies trade, they are more productive and they pay better salaries. So it matters that they can trade. This agreement that the WTO has facilitated will make it easier for SMEs to participate in international trade. And again, this is good news for these companies, more productive, better salaries, more money into the pockets of these SME owners. And if they are women, we are extremely happy by that. But many are young entrepreneurs that are starting breaking into markets. And for them also, it is very important to succeed.